some of those young players, will they be ready next season? Or, I mean, is that still too... Because the perception has been there's been quite a big gap between your season pros and the players coming through.
Well, there is. There's no doubt about that. And it's... This isn't football where you can, you know, write a list of six names and just go and get them. I think we've done pretty well on that front this year compared to some others, but it does take time. We're certainly graduating kids quicker and younger nowadays. In my, you know, we talked about earlier, in my time, you had 4 or 5 years in the second team to really find your feet. Now we have high expectations straight away. And, you know, it isn't that easy, but... Again, with the likes of Lamb, Thomason, we're seeing guys with promise. Lamb's played really well the last couple of games without converting, but you know, some of those shoots are really positive. I know, you know, our supporters will be really disappointed, and we are. It hurts us. I've never been relegated in a managerial role, and it really does hurt. But as I said, you know, a division of eight and two go down, 25% of the division. At some point, everyone's going to have to take their turn.
I was going to ask you about Matt Lamb. Actually, that has been one little bright spot, hasn't it, in the closing stages of the season?
Yeah, and you know, and Sonny Singh. Matt's played really well. He just needs to go on now. Just needs to convert. Sonny Singh's got 2 fivers. He's the only one to get 2 fivers. So, you know, he's got a lot of promise. I think Sibley's a really good signing. Played really well here first innings. We've got other guys in the wings, the likes of Ed Pollock, who's rushed onto the scene in T20, but perhaps he could convert it into Red Bull cricket as well. But we've got a lot of senior players as well who'll be disappointed with their input this year. And as I said, at the moment, many of them, the ball's in their court. They have to decide, you know, how much of that hard work they want to put in to come back next year and put it right.
You haven't been relegated before, you said, but you have won promotion with both Warwickshire and Lancashire. So what does it take?
It takes a lot of consistency. It takes doing the hard yards and winning those tight games all the time. Doesn't matter whatever you win. I'm sure Essex even will look back, apart from this game maybe, and look back at those moments they win that are really tight in matches that make a difference. And say, I think we've, perhaps in Red Bull cricket this year, we are still thinking we're this side that was 4 or 5 years ago, and we're not. You know, and that's that confidence and self-belief is underpinned by a lot of hard work. That's how you get confidence and individual performances. And if you know, our stats don't lie. Anyone can look at the averages and just go, well, it's a pretty nightmare season, and it has been.
I finished by asking about two of the senior players. Firstly, Jonathan Trott and the captaincy situation. I mean, is that something you think he could take forward to next season, or will you be looking to bring someone in maybe?
Well, it's something we'll look at. I'm not keen on bringing in an overseas or Colpack just to captain the team. It's a difficult position, and if I'm honest right now, we're not blessed with a huge amount of candidates, but we'll take some time over the winter to think about it. The back end of this year has been tough to captain this side. You know, the T20 side at the end, Grant did a great job, but when you've got that momentum and that confidence, it's a bit easier. Trying to manage a bunch of guys who are really quite low on confidence and have just been relegated is a bit tough. So we'll take a good look at that, and we'll try and come up with the right answer.
Does Jonathan want to do it? Is he a candidate?
Well, he's enjoyed doing this. I mean, although, you know, the results have been tough, he's a very proud bear. You know, it's great to see him go out. He goes at the toss. He's probably the only one nowadays who goes out in his cap and his blazer. Club means a lot to him. So we'll discuss it with him. The most important thing for me is that those guys, Trott and Bell particularly, are getting runs. If they're scoring runs, they're happy, and we're going to be doing all right.
Well, Ian Bell was the next one I was going to ask you about. Another proud bear. Obviously, it's been a tough summer for him. Do you think he's hungry enough to come back and score runs again?
I hope so. I can't answer that question. That will come down to these guys almost looking inside themselves, and because it does take a lot of hard work. But they've been there before. Belly, you know, coming out of that England environment sometimes can be really tough to make that transition to county cricket. We know his class, but, you know, consistently putting those performances for the Bears and for England. And more than anything, we just want to see him happy. And he's happy when he's scoring runs and we're winning matches. So that's what we've got to try and get him back to.